calling all powerful women. Yes, that's you, girl. I want you to mark your calendar for the next Know Your Power Women's Retreat. It's going to be April 19th through 21st in Austin, Texas. Ladies, the last retreat was truly the most incredible experience because I was able to witness women from all walks of life come together as sisters, ditch limiting beliefs, build unwavering confidence, and unlock their true potential. You might be in a place right now where you feel lost in your purpose. You're constantly talking down to yourself. You have big dreams, but you're scared to act on them. Maybe you even feel lonely in your journey. This experience is carefully crafted for you. We provide a safe space for you to connect with other like-minded women and evolve into the powerful woman I know you to be. So if you're listening to this right now and something inside of you is pulling you to go to this retreat, there's a reason for it. Click the link down below to secure your spot today. I can't wait to see you there. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Know Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Aaliyah.
And I'm Julia Renee.
Magical.
And this is Gym Girl Chats.
Well, bum, bum, bum.
I mean, now it's literally just the podcast. Like, yeah. It's not even Gym Girl Chats.
We don't really need to name it anything. Also, yeah. We talked about this before filming last week, but we never asked, like, the viewers or listeners' opinion. What do you guys think we should call these?
Yeah, okay.
Like, because we all of our titles, as of right now, yes. are just... Chatting about
X, Y, Z, like bleep, bleep, bleep.
Do you guys like that? Because it shows you kind of like the different topics we're talking about. Or would you rather we just like make a name and like that's one thing we talk about. And then you'll find out once you click on it.
Yes.
Everything else.
Or do you like knowing like, okay, we're talking about Greg Doucette, the IFBB Pro and periods. Yeah. Like, do you like knowing like the three main things that we're talking about, or would you rather just have like a title of the episode? We always ask you guys the most random weird things about it.
You're our business partners, okay?
How do you like it? But we're officially, this is our second week now of just doing chatting about episodes and we're pumped.
I like them.
Yeah, I do.
Also, our episodes last week were so long. I think because I was just like on a roll of actually chatting and not like overthinking what we were chatting about.
Yeah, they were like both about an hour.
One was like over an hour.
It was like an hour and 12 minutes, but I bet you guys liked it.
I hope.
People like genuinely, I know this is for my YouTube, but when my videos are not like 30 to 45 minutes, people are mad.
Yeah. I just saw, because we posted our, okay, again, everything is always like a week ahead of what you're seeing it, or no, sorry, a week behind.
Yes.
But we had just posted our reel talking about how watching like a really good movie during cardio makes it go by faster. Mm. And like, we just posted it. It's been up for 5 minutes. And like the two comments we have already are like, what do you guys mean we watch you? And I'm like, wait, that's so cute. Like, we're your TV show.
And I love that. And that's why I actually like the posting days for the podcast, I specifically, because I know people listen to the podcast and they watch my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So I post on YouTube on Mondays and Thursdays. And I was like, okay, well, I don't post on Wednesdays anywhere, really. So what if I do the podcast on Monday, Wednesday? Then they're getting content from
me. And
then
I'm starting YouTube again this month, and I will post on Fridays. That way you get us every day of the week.
You need to do Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay. For now, let's do Friday. Yeah, let's stick with one a week.
I'm all like, this is what you need to do.
But also, like, when I had started YouTube this last time, where I've actually been somewhat consistent minus the last month.
You did go balls to the wall.
I'm so dry. It was like Vlogmas. And I actually really liked it because I was like, it was fun to just post when I wanted instead of like having a schedule. But I do think a schedule is better for me. That way I can like stock up. And that way we don't ever have to go like a month or 2 months without posting.
Like literally last week I did. I've been just literally loving filming and making content so much. And it's just like a complete flip from last week.
I've seen you've been doing like the lives.
Yeah. On Sundays.
That's so cool.
On Sundays. Like I have this, guys, I do Get Ready With Me lives on Sundays and I like talk about like real, like life updates, prep updates and stuff. So those, and I save them and you can go back and watch them later.
I might start doing that because there was
it's so chill.
Before I started YouTube, I was like kind of testing the waters of if I felt comfortable like sharing more of myself online. And I started with like Twitch, which is like just for live streaming, but then there's not really like a catalog to go back and watch it.
Yes.
So I think I might try doing it on YouTube.
They literally automatically start uploading and it's so easy.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. I'm even thinking about like, if I don't ever want to do like a get ready with me, like just putting the live on and showing them like, this is me, like I'm organizing my fridge, like I'm setting myself up for the week and people are liking them. You know, I don't get that many views right now because I just started and I'm still small in the grand scheme of things on YouTube, but they're fun. And it gets, I get to do the other part of my life that I love, which is the like makeup and hair and like the lifestyle aspect of it. Because one thing I've been noticing is like, once you put yourself in a niche, it's really hard to get out of it.
Yep.
I'm not saying that I want to get out of the fitness niche. I'm just saying that there's more to me.
Well, that was my struggle for so long, is I was like, everyone is like multifaceted.
Yes.
Like fitness, if I'm being completely honest, yes, it's a huge part of my life in the sense of like, I've been doing it for so long, but like, it's not what I enjoy talking about. It's not what I enjoy like... It's not what my life revolves around, if that makes sense. It's a huge part of my life and it's fun to talk about and like share with other people. But I also like love photography. I love art. I love traveling. I love all these other things. And I, or fashion, like especially. And I feel like I can't share those sides because I was like Kendall G Fitness. And that, I know it was such like a dumb little thing, but changing my Instagram handle to being just my name instead of fitness there, I feel like freed myself in my own head to be like, oh, I don't have to just be this one thing anymore.
Exactly. That's so true. I mean, I even like, I watch all makeup people now. Mm-hmm. Like that's all, these the only people that I watch on YouTube is makeup people. And I was thinking about it because there's this one that I really love and the makeup industry like boomed in 2016. You remember?
It was
and that's when I was like, when I really learned how to do makeup and started realizing that I want to be a makeup artist. I want to be a hairstylist. And it was like all like the 2016 makeup trends and stuff like that. And like the trends are so different now. Mm-hmm. And this girl did a video of like, you know, makeup that you forgot about. Mm-hmm. And her name is Laura Lee Los Angeles. And I just found her. And it's like, I'm so late in the game of finding her. But
I found her in 2016.
She's so popular. Yeah. And I just found her. I like just found a lot of them. But she was like, did a video of like makeup you forgot. But in that video, she's talking about how back then, like people would sit down and watch makeup tutorials. Now people don't really sit and watch makeup tutorials. Like they want like things happening. They want to be told what they need, what they don't need. And so she was like, I felt like I was in such a, this box and I couldn't get out of the makeup box. Mm-hmm. And so she started switching her content to being like more like other things. She's like, guys, I love cooking. Mm-hmm. She's like, I love cooking. Like I love, like, of course I love makeup and I love stuff like that, but there's so many, I love organizing. Like there's so many things that I love doing. So it is, it's difficult. Cause like you pigeonhole yourself into a thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ooh.
Well, that's like how you start to gain followers. So I was like, when I started posting more lifestyle things on like even just my Instagram, I was like, I don't know how people are going to react. And like the same with going into YouTube, I'm like glad I waited because now I already have that viewpoint
now
where I don't feel
start.
The need.
You can start with everything because I started with, here's my bodybuilding shred series. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed is, of course, I love all my subscribers and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. I'm doing that as I'm tapping my eye. I'm not crying, but my allergies are...
She's crying.
I'm crying.
Don't let her fool you.
So hard being me. But I started right off the bat with like, I'm doing this shred series. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not doing a shred series, my views go down. I don't make as much money. Mm-hmm. It's crickets.
That makes it so much harder. It's like, it actually is a response from people.
Yeah. Cause it makes you feel that if I don't do this thing, if I'm not shredding, you know, breaking my back, dieting, nobody cares. And I know that's not true because the OGs, they stay for whatever I do.
Yeah.
They really do. And there's some people that will come and there's some people will go and that's fine. But yeah.
My mom even said that to me recently, and not to throw you under the bus, mom, but she was like,
I'm using my sleeves to wipe my eyeball.
Yeah, you go for it because you're crying about how much you love your followers.
I love you guys.
But she was like, why don't you do a prep for a show for your social media? Like, don't you know it'll boost your numbers? And I'm like, that's exactly why I'm not doing a show, because the only reason I would be,
can't handle it.
Yeah. The only reason I would be for other people right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for
I need
the
to
right,
listen
it
to that.
It wouldn't be the right reason.
Yeah. And I felt that pressure a lot too, where like, as soon as I lost my abs, I would see my likes would go down.
It's honestly kind of crazy.
Yeah. Because
like,
people really like following a certain journey you're on, or they only follow you because you look a certain way. And as soon as you stop looking that certain way, they might fall off.
But it's not that, and I want to say this in the sense of like, we're not mad at these people
at
for
all.
Falling
yeah,
off.
No.
Because I've done it to other people too, where like, I'm on prep for a show and I find certain creators that are also on prep for a show. Mm-hmm. And once that they're done on prep for a show, I stop watching.
Yeah.
And I'm a part of the problem. Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
But it is, it's so true. And I was going to say something, but I completely forgot. What did you just say about your mom?
How I should do a prep for the because it gets you more views.
It's because when people choose to follow you, they're choosing to follow you for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. Either it's entertainment, education, like a lifestyle type of thing, something like that. There's multiple categories mm-hmm. that you fall into. And when they follow you, they're signing up for a specific person mm-hmm. or the perception of who you are, who they think you are. And then when you go against the mold, then it's like, a bitch, this isn't what I signed up for.
Which, I didn't sign up to see you cook.
Which I get that. I understand.
I get it to a degree. And I also really do appreciate those of you who do like DM me or DM us that mm-hmm. are like, oh, we care about all of it. It's like,
we don't care what the fuck you talk about.
That makes me so happy. And that's like the side of community I feel like my YouTube is building, because Instagram will always just be Instagram. Like, the most you can post is like a minute long video. No one's really going to fully know all sides of you. But I think that's the beauty of like this podcast and having like our own YouTube channels, is like actually showing like us, like the real us.
Yes, that's
which
true.
Is cool. I love it.
I feel like this and YouTube is where people can see the most of me, and I'm the most uncut. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With YouTube, you're literally cutting footage. So it's like, you know, but podcasts, you can do it as well.
This is really uncut.
It's like, what is Julian Kendall like sitting there?
But still,
there?
I feel more myself sometimes on just my YouTube, because I am always the most myself when I'm completely alone. I will always just be that ever so slight introvert, where even though you're my best friend and I am 100% myself around you, something about like the lights and the camera, and it feels very like professional.
True.
I feel like it's still that like 1% barrier. Where I get nervous sometimes.
I'm not ignoring you.
No, you're fine.
I'm finding a DM that I want to read.
Okay.
So I got this DM from this girl, and it's super sweet. And I just wanted to read it. It says, "Hi, Julia. I wanted to let you know how much I love following your content. When I first came across your page, I was a bit jarred by your big personality. I'm a Kendall in
yes.
parentheses. But you're so warm and inviting. I feel like I'm with you guys while listening to the podcast during cardio. I'm 7 weeks out from my first competition here in Australia, and you inspire me so much. Can't wait to see what's ahead for you. Thank you, bro."
That's so cute.
I thought it was really funny because our personalities are so different, you know? And what I'm noticing is just like that we're opposites.
That works.
Opposites attract.
Look at us.
Because it's like you end up or like thinking, okay, she has a quality that I want, or I have a quality that she, whatever it might be. You know, we tend to like look for people that have qualities that we want to adopt mm-hmm. in ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be more chill and go with the flow.
I want to be more outgoing
so
and confident.
That's why Kendall's here, so I can calm the F down.
Yeah, I feel like that works. I feel like I see that so often in all of my relationships I have, or the people I become like the closest with, is they always have those attributes you like mm-hmm. want. I feel mm-hmm. like that's important to surround yourself with. And same thing with what you intake content wise. Like, if you listen to a podcast and it stresses you out, you're going to start your day on a terrible note. But if you listen to a podcast and you feel like it's people you connect with and relate to, like, I feel like it's a better setup for your day.
That's true. And then I feel like it can be where if you meet somebody in real life and their personality is jarring to you, mm-hmm. have you ever like met someone who is the complete opposite of you?
Oh, and yeah. They're every outgoing person I've ever
met. And they're jarring and it kind of like, it'll catch you by like yeah. surprise because it's like so opposite of what you are mm-hmm. that it's like jarring at first. And it's like, how do we make this work? And I totally understand where she's coming from there.
That's cute though. I love that.
My allergies always decide to act up as soon as the podcast starts.
We can talk about my last 48 hours because it has been a whirlwind.
Colorado.
And I am so dry right now. Like I literally have like peeling skin around my nose just from how cold it was. And my body is like not made for the cold. Trust me. Colorado was amazing. You would be so proud of me. I got on my flight and I had no anxiety and yay! I was very calm. It might've been because I pulled like an all nighter and I was just too tired to care about anything, but like we instantly just fell asleep. I was like in and out of sleep the whole flight. It was very chill. I've talked about this before and people related. I don't know if we've talked about it since. When I work out, I sometimes listen to the same song on repeat the entire workout.
Bro, don't even get me started. I was dying for you to come back so I can tell you this. That song on TikTok, can I play it on the podcast?
Probably. Just okay. Play it into the mic.
Okay, I'm going to play it into the mic. This TikTok sound.
Okay.
I cannot.
You can't stop.
Okay,
well. Wait, why do I not know which one you're about to play? I have this on my playlist.
It is now.
It's phenomenal.
On my workout playlist. Mm-hmm. The past 3 days.
Hold on. He has another song, too, that's also phenomenal.
Which is it?
It's, oh gosh, let me look.
Is it the I Think You're Really Pretty?
I have that one too. And then Cross My Heart.
That's like the second one. I put on my, literally.
His music is really good.
The very end of my playlist, it's that song, the Kiss Me one, and then that one right after.
I'm sure all of you have heard that song already because I feel like you can't open Instagram or TikTok without hearing it. But his name is Artemas. Like Art.
I started listening to all his stuff.
He's really, really talented.
Yeah. And I felt like you. Because for the past 3 days, that's the only song I've been listening to. And I think it has seeped into my pores.
So what I was going to say is I have a flight song the way I have my workout songs.
Put on my
flight. I'm not, like, since having flight anxiety, Billy Bossa Nova by Billie Eilish on repeat the entire flight or I will have a panic attack. Like that was my most listened to song on Apple because I've listened to it at least 4,000 times from all the flights I've been on. Anyway, this was the first flight I could play another song and my brain was like, thank you so much. Sick of it.
You broke us. You broke our brain.
So I switched over to like Lana Del Rey on this flight. Anyway, so the flight was great. Got to Colorado. It was an amazing trip. My nephew is the cutest little thing ever. He turned 2 while I was there. It was like his birthday weekend and Easter weekend. So it was just like beautiful. I have to show you, and I'm going to put it in the YouTube video or on our Instagram story or both if I can remember. He got like a little bit sick while we landed in Denver. My brother lives outside of Denver. And then we drove like 2 hours to Breckenridge. When we drove back, he was just feeling like a little sick. And that was his birthday day. Aww. He is sitting in front of a cake bawling his eyes out. Aww. And I just thought it was like adorably hilarious. And so I will include that photo, but it was so good seeing him. So good seeing my brother. I would say that's like the brother I've always been just closest with. I obviously love all my brothers so much, but like me and him, I feel like
Austin.
Yeah. We're just the most similar. So I feel like it's always like the easiest time hanging out with him. We don't feel the need to do anything.
He's
we can
dope.
Just be. Yeah. Julia has stayed at his house before. He's like me. In male form and older form.
He actually is.
We are very, very similar. And he is always the most supportive. Again, not comparing him to my other brothers. I love you all, just in case you see this. But he is the one that always, like, he'll call me and be like, where's your YouTube video? Mm-hmm. Or he'll call me and be like, your podcast has this many views. Like, yes. He just stays on it.
He genuinely is a fan.
I think it's so cute.
It's so nice.
So I like to call him a lot and, like spitball ideas with him or, like, tell him what I'm thinking of doing. And he's always just so supportive. So it was so nice seeing him, his wife, his kid. I want to talk about skiing though. I think I mentioned it on the last episode or like last week's episode that I had never skied a day in my life. And I was going on this skiing trip and I was really nervous and I am low-key really good at skiing.
I'm low-key a ski genius.
I'm not kidding. I was like having really bad nerves the entire like morning leading up to it. And we started on the bunny hill and the bunny hill has like one of those like mini ski lifts where you just kind of like hold on. Aww. I could not get off of that thing. This poor stranger had to help pull me up.
Oh, I think it's fun.
I was so stressed out that I could not let go at the right time and I kept falling back. It was just, and so I was really, really scared about like the real ski lift because every video I was watching a million TikToks the night before, how to ski, skiing 101, like all of these things. And all of them were like, the hardest part is getting off the ski lift. So I am like pooping my pants the entire ride up, not because of the heights, not because of the lift, but because I knew I was going to fall when I got off and then would have to like stop it and it'd be this whole big thing. I didn't fall once. I was so proud of myself. But I think I got a little overconfident and so did everyone I was skiing and snowboarding with. They brought me on a Colorado Blue within an hour of me ever learning how to ski.
You're ready.
For those who don't know, because I didn't know, a Colorado Blue is the equivalent of like a Black Diamond in New York, which is like the only other like mountains I've been to.
Oh, hell
so
no.
So it was, I'm like, seriously, I will also include this video and we can post it on the story. I wiped out. I fell down half of that mountain. And I knew it was coming, like, under my breath. I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And my brother filming was like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
So and then you said you, just you didn't fall, but you it. Did fall.
I didn't fall. That was the one time I fell all day. And, like, I'm telling you, and you cannot tell in this video, this mountain was vertical. We were going straight down.
It was not an escalator. No, it was an elevator.
It was like I was plummeting and I was trying, you can see exactly where I lose control because I just start booking it.
I just don't know how to stop.
I
never know how to stop.
Have you gone skiing?
With skating, anything where I am moving.
You just gotta grab
I don't know
something.
How to stop.
So you're supposed to stop with skiing. There's like a few ways, but one of the ways is like creating a triangle with your feet. They call it like the pizza where your toes are together and like
my
your heels
are too big. Do you think I can get my legs together?
I have never been this sore in my whole life. My hips have never had to rotate like that. My calves.
Yeah, because
my calves
like,
were so sore.
You're basically doing adductions.
Literally, I refused to get out of that position. The whole day my feet were pointed inward and I felt it like literally even today my calves are sore. It was a nightmare. It was a lot of fun. I did really good besides that one part. It was just like the first part of the blue was like borderline a black and it was a lot. And then I got it together and I made my way down. But same, I was really bad at slowing down. So I kind of just committed to booking it. I was like, I'm just going to fly down.
Let's just keep going.
Unless I fall, I'll be okay.
Is there a way to just like go in circles but never have to stop?
So one of the girls I was with was my sister-in-law's sister and she has gone skiing like once, but like years ago. So this was really her learning too. And of course they, like we were staying together. So she also was on that blue. There was a point where I turn around, this girl is walking, skis in hand, walking down this
I
mountain.
Have given up.
She said, I am done. I have fallen too many times. Aww. Yeah, so it was really fun though. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. And now I plan on going to Colorado at least like twice a year.
It's one of those things if you're actually like getting the hang of it, it mm-hmm. does, it is fun. Mm-hmm. And you can like go. And it's like, it's fun.
I didn't realize, we were skiing for like 11 hours and it went by so fast.
And you
fast.
Don't realize, I love things like that where it's like you're active, but you're like tricking yourself.
Yeah, into like having fun.
Burning calories and having fun.
Exactly.
You know?
I also want to say the last 48 hours, I've spent probably like over 24 of those in a car driving. And I like not even just sitting passenger, I drove like 99% of it.
Why? I'm always passenger princess. I'm like, Zach, drive.
Usually I am too. We had left Colorado. Okay. I don't think I mentioned this, but we flew into Colorado and the plan was to rent a car and I was driving my brother's dog back because they were giving that dog to my sister-in-law's parents.
Okay.
So, and they live in Houston.
Oh yeah.
So they were like, hey Kendall, I will pay you. I will fly you out to Colorado. We're going to make a trip out of it. It's going to be fun. But then you have to drive my dog back to Texas with you. And I said, sure, no problem. You're my brother. Also, you're paying me. So of course. So we left at like 6 in the morning to try to make it a one day trip. I'm not joking. We did not stop. I think we stopped only for gas. We got food once, but we ordered it ahead and then just picked it up. Like, we didn't stop. I didn't get up. I didn't stretch. I
have to pee every 5 minutes. So
honestly, this would not work for
also,
you.
Also, where'd my voice go?
Okay, grandma.
She back.
Even when we go to Houston.
Stop every 5 minutes.
Even when we go to Houston, I feel like we do more stops than I did on this, like, 18-hour drive.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was just on a roll. I left at like 5 or 6 in the morning and I was listening to great playlists and then I was listening to great podcasts and like Cooper and I were having great conversation that I was like, oh, we'll just trade off when I'm like really tired. Mm-hmm. We got to a point where I was really tired and this was 13 hours in, like that was my breaking point. And we only had like 2 or 3 hours left and I go, okay, can you drive? He goes, but the basketball game just started. And I was like, are you serious? God. He did end up driving, but I did give him so much crap for that for like the whole rest of the weekend.
It's funny how like right when you were tired, the basketball game started.
I was like, and he was like, I knew this would happen. I'd be like, suck it up. Listen to the basketball game. You don't have to watch it. It's going to be okay. I can tell you the score. Also, the car we had was self-driving, which like I didn't realize just like a lot of cars have that feature now where I was just kind of on cruise control and it was controlling its own steering wheel and I was like sick. So it actually didn't feel that bad.
Yeah.
But either way, a lot of driving in the last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah. I hate, I don't know if I hate flying. I think I hate flying more than driving long hours.
You hate flying more?
I think I hate flying more.
Really?
I'm not scared of flying, none of that.
You're just not a fan.
The whole experience of flying is everyone's so anxious.
That's true, yeah.
And I always get sweaty. And I don't like people touching me.
It makes sense. So I feel like flying's grosser.
It is.
Because you're around a bunch of strangers. Yeah. Driving, it's like kind of just you.
Yeah, flying, it's like you really get to see what humanity has come to. You know what
also,
I mean?
Also, all those videos, I feel like in the last 2 years of like disasters on planes, just like people being crazy. Someone, a podcast I was listening to, they were on a flight and this lady just took out a cigarette and started smoking. And they were like,
oh, okay.
Have you not flown in the last 45 years?
Do you not human in the last like, 45 years?
They were like,
years?
What? And she had to get like escorted off the plane and like security or
she's
whatever.
Like, what do you mean? I do this everywhere. No, yeah.
In an airplane is crazy. I don't even know what I would do if the person next to me took out like a cigarette.
I think I'd just be like in shock.
I think I'd be like, but yeah, I think that's what they said is like, how do you respond to that?
Is someone pulling one on me? Pulling a fast one on me?
So interesting.
That's crazy.
So yeah, it's been a lot. I got home from Houston last night at like 1 a.m. and then I had to finish editing the podcast since I didn't have time since I was gone for the whole last week. So it was a very long night.
So you're maybe taking a nap today.
For sure. I think I have like only 2 clients today. After those 2 clients, I am in bed. I am checking out. I do want to work out though. I haven't worked out in a week, like literally the whole time I was gone. And of course, like I'm super sore from skiing and that was a different type of workout, but I'm so excited to like go and train legs today.
I was getting a facial and I was thinking, I really need to also wash my hair and I also need to get my nails filled. Mm-hmm. And I also like need a massage. And like,
this is me every day.
I need my hair shampooed. And I was like, but that's so much effort. Uh-huh. We need an appointment that's called the everything appointment. Mm-hmm. So we have the everything shower where you like wash your hair, exfoliate, you shave, all of the things. We need an everything appointment where like I am just sitting in like a big chair, and I'm also trying to makeshift how this would work. So if someone's like doing,
if you get a big enough chair,
it would need to be like a chair that's kind of leaning back because like someone would be shampooing my hair, blow drying my hair. I would have someone doing my toes, nails, all of it.
I think you lay on your stomach like a massage chair, but it's like a slight incline. Someone's grabbing your hands. I don't know how they're doing your toes, but they'll figure it out back there.
Wait,
then you can get a massage and they can still have your head like in a bowl forward.
That's a bad idea.
Or they'll just have you
hair
flip
forward.
Yeah, maybe that's a bad idea.
I don't know how you would sit. Maybe you would just need to stand and have and be spread out. I don't know.
Or do you do like 2 things at once? So it's like nails and hair and then it's like massage and
no, I need one appointment.
Okay, for all of it.
I need one appointment that's an hour long and
an hour's crazy.
I am ready to go and everything
appointment.
They self-tan
me while I'm
I know. I'm like, can we also throw that in the mix? So it's like toes, nails.
This hair. Sounds especially great because, again, talking about being in a car the last 48 hours, I feel disgusting. My legs have never been this hairy. And they're not even bad. I'm not a hairy person at all. So when I have, like, when I haven't shaved for 2 weeks, I start to see the stubble and I hate it.
Yeah, Kendall is not.
I'm not very hairy.
That hairy.
Anyway.
Versus us Mexican girls, we could shave in the morning and at 5, we got a 5 o'clock shadow.
I just, like, I feel it on me and I hate that. And my hair is, that's why I have a hat on today. It's not it. I've been using, like, other people's shampoo and conditioner the last week of showering. It's never the same. Mm. My hair feels like straw. My face feels like straw. It's just not the vibe.
Also, with the air in Colorado, you're probably, like, you probably need to bathe in, like, oil.
Literally.
You just need to sit in a tub of oil.
Every night, I had my mom get me Aquaphor, and you know we use, like, the Nivea Soft?
Yeah.
The OG Nivea is that, but, like, so thick.
Yes.
And I was just dousing my body and my face in it every night, and I still feel dry. So, yeah, I definitely need, like, I might take a bath tonight and then just, like, soak in lotion for, like, a good hour.
Imagine being soaked in a tub of lotion.
It feels so nice. Gross because slimy.
It feels really weird.
I feel like the first few minutes that would
can
feel
be,
really
that
nice.
Can be a part of the everything
okay
appointment.
They'll dunk you in lotion
and just
to
like
start.
A lotion dunk and they're like you're dry crispy ass girl just dunk.
I feel so dry and like every yeah I just yeah. cannot wait to take a really long shower or a bath and just feel clean because I have not felt clean in a week. There is some TikTok drama. I wouldn't even call it drama. Hold on, why did I close the page out? Give me 2 seconds. Outline chatting about. Okay, I don't know who started it, and I don't know if it's a trend outside of our niche. Honestly, I've been trying to spend less time on TikTok, but I've seen some things about this, so I feel mm-hmm. like it'd be good to talk about because, like, I feel like we would have an interesting viewpoint of it. But there's a trend going on that's, like, something I'm not afraid to admit as a, and it's kind of just about your niche. So in the fitness community, I've seen a lot of women doing this, and they keep going, something I'm not afraid to admit about being a gym girl is that I did get bulky, or that weightlifting did make me bulky, or that my arms did get bulky. And I've seen some people elaborate a little deeper. I've seen some people just leave it at that. I feel like leaving it at that, and I've seen some responses to those.
There's
and
so
it's like a web.
Many things that you can say about that.
A huge web. But the reason I started seeing it, I wasn't really getting that trend on my page. I was getting girls responding to the trend saying, hey, this is complete misinformation, or like, hey, you need to explain if you're saying this because it's not a blanket statement that's the truth,
yes,
if that makes sense.
Yes, because then it actually could defer women
exactly.
from getting into the gym and lifting weights, which yep. a lot of women that start in their fitness journey already have that mm-hmm. like engraved
that
in their brain. Mm-hmm. And then like some influencer goes on and says, it's true. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, you're right. Okay. I'm not going to do
yeah.
it.
And I feel like we're kind of in like a fitness wave right now where like Pilates is getting huge mm-hmm. and that's being kind of pushed as like, hey, this doesn't make you bulky like weightlifting mm-hmm. does. So that's where I feel like a lot of these conversations are like surrounding. And I, of course, have my own opinions and I want to hear yours too. I think the only issue I have with people saying that or women saying that specifically, I guess, because that's what this is pertaining to, is just the not explaining it.
Yes.
So the first girl the first girl I saw explain it, and this was one that went pretty viral, and then I saw a lot of responses too. So I'm mm-hmm. assuming this was like one of those videos that a lot of people were stemming these from. She was saying, one thing I'm not afraid to admit as a fitness girl is that weightlifting did make me bulky and my arms got way too big. And in the beginning it didn't. And I was liking the tone I was seeing. And then I woke up one day and realized that my arms were really big and I no longer felt feminine and all these things. And then she went on to explain her training split was hitting arms 3 to 4 times a week. And I was like, okay,
well,
let's just analyze this a little bit.
There's your answer, bro.
Yeah. So I think two things. I think one, my biggest issue is the association with having big arms not being feminine or being yes. more muscular, not being feminine. I think everyone is entitled to feel how you want to feel. I think you should train how you want to train. I think it's none of my business what you view as feminine.
Yeah.
But if I view muscularity as feminine, mm-hmm. you also can't tell me that it's not, if that makes sense. So
exactly.
like, I think respecting how each other feel, train how you want to train. I'm not coming for anyone who has done this trend, mostly because I've done the same thing. Mm-hmm. I have gotten to a point like this girl, she was training arms way more frequently than me, but I'm someone that puts on muscle very, very easily. And if I wanted to gain a ton of arm muscle, I just had to hit them once a week. Like, I just gain mass there. We were talking before this pod, it's also where I hold a lot of body fat.
Yes.
So I just have big arms.
Yes.
I walk around with big arms. And last year was my first like full year off of bodybuilding, or 2 years ago. And I decided to take a little step back and train upper body less frequently because it was my personal preference. I wasn't kind of going on and being like, weightlifting made me bulky. It was, I was training upper body 2 or 3 times a week, really intensely, really heavy for 8 years. I was eating a lot. I was trying to put on muscle. So of course I was eating more. I was gaining weight. It was going to my arms. It was not a surprise to me. I didn't wake up and just go, how'd my arms get so bulky? Yes. I trained for it for a really long time. And then I decided that my preference changed. I'm no longer competing right now in this time in my life. I wanted a smaller upper body. I stepped back from training it. And now I train it once a week.
Well, that's bodybuilding.
Exactly.
And it's not even just bodybuilding, but with fitness in general, you know, you can choose how you would like to create your body. I mean, it's not just in bodybuilding. In bodybuilding, like, we literally have to do it in order to like to be competitive. And I'll go into my training split and how I've done that too. But you get to choose. Like, if there's some girls that their training split is like only focusing on glutes. Like, I remember even too, I had a conversation with Jazzy Fit. And Jazzy's gorgeous. She's beautiful. If you don't follow her, go follow her. But she changed her training split. This was a couple years ago, back when we first met. And she was like, she stopped training hamstrings as much. And she was focusing more on like just targeting glutes.
Yeah.
Because for her, she wanted the look of more of like a bubble, like the bubble butt.
Yeah, not and like going into a hamstring.
Exactly. Not of the glute going into the hamstring. And I was like, oh, like, I was like, that
like, you can just choose 100% to do that.
Makes sense. Because if you think about it, if your hamstrings are a little bit like smaller and they don't actually like protrude out with like girth, then your glutes, they're going to have the illusion of being even bigger.
Yeah.
So like, that made sense. She was training in order to fit a physique that she wanted. So I got some beef with this.
I don't like that it's frowned upon to have a lot of muscle. I think if it's how you feel, that's fine. Yeah. I just feel like the trend makes it so, like, it's really widespread and it's reaching, like you were saying, an audience that doesn't understand that you have to train hard, or it's your body type, and you'll learn that really fast.
Yeah, you will.
Like, I took a step back from training upper body as much for like a year or two. And then in the last few months, I've just been loving training back, and immediately I feel how much my upper body is holding again. And it feels really good when I'm working out, but I don't personally love a super muscular upper body on myself, just how I'm built. I love being more leg dominant. Like, that's something I love about my body type. And I know if I continue on this track, my arms are going to get back how they were, which is just a little more muscular than I would like. So I might start slowing it down again, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
I don't think that's me saying weightlifting made me bulky. It's just how I'm currently training, because I am training chest and back really aggressively right now because I'm having a lot of fun doing it. Exactly. And that is okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you hear that beeping?
Either a fire alarm's going off and we need to evacuate the house.
It's definitely not in here.
Or it's somebody who's dropping off a package. You know how they have the reverse and it's like, dee, 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 dee.
Or it's a bird.
Or it's a very annoying bird.
Anyway, sorry. I was just making sure we weren't having a fire alarm. I don't want to talk like too deeply, just because I don't know everything about the trend, but that's kind of what I've seen. And then it honestly offended me for this girl. I follow this girl on TikTok, and I think her content is really good because she's very entertaining, but also pretty informative. And she talked about this. She was the initial video I saw that was making a response to the girl talking about training upper body 3 or 4 times a week. And she talked about that she also stepped back, but she was like, I'm also not saying that it wasn't my fault that I was gaining the muscle in the first place. I just took a step back. And one of the top comments was, you were never that big anyway. And I was like, need to stop.
You can't win. This is what I'm saying. As women, like, it's very hard to win, because if you don't train upper body, now men are saying, all you do is go into the gym and train legs. If you do train upper body, now you're a man.
And it's like, I think you should just train how you want to train. Whatever makes you feel beautiful, whatever you have fun doing. That's why I'm training upper body so intensely right now, is I'm having so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
Because I took a break for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I might go into another break and you might see my arms get a little smaller again. And that is okay. And yeah, it shouldn't be like a one size fits all.
It's like you might see that all around social media. And that's great because everyone can choose like how they would like to build their physique. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't feel right to you, like if you see that trend and you're like, I love my upper body. Like, I love training. Like, keep doing it. And if you're also like, well, I think I'd rather just like slow down on training upper body a little bit. Just because I've had to do that.
Yeah.
Not because I want to, but because I'm doing it so that I have a physique that the judges like and I'm fitting into a bodybuilding category. Mm-hmm. I train upper body once a week, high reps, and it's lower weight. I'm not trying to build anywhere. I'm just trying to maintain what I have. Mm-hmm. I'm sad about it because I do really love training upper body, but I love training legs mm-hmm. a little bit more because I know that it not only is it fun for me, but also by me doing this, I'm getting closer, you know, to my goal. But yeah, I was even telling Kendall a little bit before this that the whole like being bulky thing, it's that I remember when I got up to my heaviest and I wasn't healthy. I wasn't, you know, eating right. I was like 170 pounds at 5'2", which is pretty heavy for how short I am. Mm-hmm. And I did have muscle. I did feel bulky in that time period. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I did was because I was making the example to Kendall is like, okay, say that I didn't have any muscle at all. Mm-hmm. And I went from like my normal set point, which is about like 150, 145 to 170. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't look as bulky because I didn't have the muscle underneath yeah. it. Because you had the muscle underneath and I went to 170
and then
pounds.
The body fat and the water goes on yes, top of that. So like, you feel bigger.
You feel yeah. bigger because it's like, girl, you're jacked, mm-hmm. but you're carrying more body fat than normal. Mm-hmm. So that was also like my bad because I ate myself to 170, stopped training. I was very unhealthy. I was even having trouble like walking mm-hmm. without my ankles swelling. So I, in the sense of that, that's where I'm like, okay, I could see where that is. Yeah. But if
I think it's just how you talk about it, because saying like, oh, you're gonna get bulky, yeah. I feel like is not true. And some people yeah. have a body type where they have a really, really hard time putting on muscle. And true. I know a lot of women have talked to me and said that they train upper body three yes. or four times a week and they don't see yeah. that gain. So everyone's different. I think speaking for other people or telling them what they should do or saying mm-hmm. your experience without explaining how intensely or how long you've been training and all of these things play a role. Yeah. But yeah, when you're like
it's us, just clickbaity, yeah. you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to get bulky. That's why there has so many views. And then yeah. it's just like, let me not explain.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like when you're someone like us and we've been training for like, I don't know how long you've been training. I've been training for 10 years. Like yeah. my first gym membership was over 10 years ago mm-hmm. at this point. And was it super intense in the beginning? No. But when you've been training that long, you fine tune everything.
You get
I don't
to know
train
your body
legs
very
the
well.
Same like I used to. I don't train. My training split is so different from when I started. Like all of these things are so different. And mm-hmm. I think it's still important to build a foundation of muscle and then choose how you want to train. Like no, it is not me to tell you what to do. It's not a random person on TikTok telling you what to True. Do. It is train how you want to train. Like one of my videos went a little bit viral. Like just a reel on Instagram, and it was an upper body day, and it starts with me like flexing, and I had multiple people, women specifically, DM me and be like, this gave me like the confidence to start training upper body again. And I was like, I wish you always had that confidence. Like you should always have that confidence to want to hit upper body.
I wonder why though.
Because people have probably said like a comment here or there and they'll stick with you. And those stuck with me for so long. We're like in high school. Even now, I don't mm-hmm. wear tank tops. If I'm not in the gym, you will not catch me in a tank top mm-hmm. because I get self-conscious of my arms because of other people's comments they've made to me before, not because of my own brain. I think strong arms are beautiful, mm-hmm. but something in myself goes, oh, but my strong arms aren't, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So mm-hmm. We need to be careful, especially for those who are fitness influencers.
Yes.
Fitness
and people
influencers
that are
in talking
new
about this.
Into lifting, like mm-hmm. don't scare them.
Yeah.
Don't scare them.
No, trust me, if you want to get figure size, you're going to have to train for years.
And you're going to have
really
to do
intensely.
Some things.
You won't just pick up a weight once and get figure
yeah,
size.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That girl is training up her body 3 to 4 times a week. Come on, bro.
That was like the response I told you.
There's nothing
was the
wrong
first
with
video
that, but
that
explains it.
We were all like, hello.
You're like, and next. Okay.
And she was talking about how she never trains up her body anymore. And it was kind of like, or just cut down to like 2 times a week.
Yeah. Like I'm training like a once a week amount. Now, and I have maintained like what I have. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's pretty cool. And if I want to go into a phase where maybe they get like a little bit smaller or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm going to add another, like I'll add another debt. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If you're listening to this, yeah. You train how you want to train.
You train how you want to train.
Do not let anyone tell you what they find feminine. That don't matter. You're mm-hmm. going to find what you find feminine. And if you don't want to be feminine, that's also completely cool. And you should train up your body if you want to train up your body. If you feel like you're unhappy, change your training split.
What is feminine?
Right.
What is feminine?
I feel like feminine is very internal. I don't think it's external at all.
Whatever you want to make it.
I feel the most feminine when I'm dressed very masculine. And I think that's proof enough that like feminine is not an external look,
and
if that makes sense.
And whenever I have like my booty shorts on and I have my hair up, I have a full beat, that's when I feel the most feminine. When I'm wearing like sweats and a t-shirt, I'm like,
See, it's funny. I feel the exact opposite.
And
weirdly,
two things can be this exist at the same time.
I weirdly feel like my personality is more masculine when I'm in like a pink skirt. I don't know why, but that's in my brain.
I'm the opposite.
That's my hard mm-hmm. energy. That's my don't F with me energy. Yes. When I'm in like my oversized jeans and like a big hoodie, that's when I'm like dainty.
When I'm in my joggers, all of a sudden I'm like, yeah.
But see, we have completely different views.
All of a
sudden
I'm like, I'm a boy. And when I'm in my skirt, I'm like, I'm Princess Diana.
See, I feel like you have a very literal definition
mine is
very backwards, which is, again, okay. Do what you want to do.
I love it. But that's the thing is like from day to day, I'll switch it up. Mm-hmm. Like how I'm feeling that day.
You got both going on right now.
Yeah.
You got your tiny shorts with your oversized teeth.
Exactly. Like today is like, I don't know what I feel, but uh-huh. I will match my makeup, my hair, my shoes, my outfit to what kind of energy that I'm feeling that mm-hmm. day. If I am feeling like that, that don't fuck with me, then I'm like joggers, tiny bra, uh-huh. slicked back hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing like my black, I'm wearing my darker smoky
edgy.
Eye. Like, it's just like, it's very literal and I match everything to how I'm feeling. So
that's funny. Yeah. But yeah, just do what you want to do. I'm also sorry if I butchered any of what that trend is. It's just, again, I'm not on TikTok
we'll
as much
video.
As I used to be. And yeah, if I was wrong, I will include it in the YouTube video or we'll put it on the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys being here. We love you so much. And you are more powerful than you think.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Power podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend.
And if you feel we deserved it, rate and review the show.
Also, if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to shoot us an email at knowyourpowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye. Bye.